Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, Bachelor Nation. Welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Christine Lee with Katie Pallotta. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
And Ryan Jones. Hello, Ryan.
Shout out, Goose Gang.
You have to forgive me. I'm not feeling so great today, so I might just sit back and listen. But this was a big, another four-hour, two-night, back-to-back Bachelor in Paradise. Insane train ride. And it picks up with Tia, Colton, Chris going at it, deciding who's going to win the girl.
This was the episode of Love Triangles.
Or
really.
Love Squares.
Love Squares.
If you're Crystal.
Octagons, maybe. Not sure.
Pentagons. Let's just name Geometry 101.
Yeah. But there was an actual triangle at the opening of this episode with Crystal, Tia, and Chris actually sitting in a triangle formation. And Tia basically went to him and was like, you said you were going to fight for me. You said to trust you. You were always there. And then you were with Crystal last night. So what's the deal? And he just dug himself into a huge hole, and it was basically a disaster.
This is not the normal, oh, I got caught in a lie and I'm going to try. Straight-faced was just changing his story at the second. Yeah, no, I am going to fight. No, we were... Oh, well, then I was done with this. Wait, when were you done? But well, before this even started. 2 seconds ago, you were just saying, no, it's great, it's fine. But before this conversation started, you were done with it? Because something goes off. Once the switch, we saw that with Becca, once someone flips that switch, he's gone.
Why are you surprised by this? This is the same guy who said, why are you insecure? What's there to be insecure about? I mean, he seems like the type of guy who's always trying to make himself look good. He can't ever look bad. He can't ever be the guy to, air quotes, lose.
Well, yeah, he was like, no, everything I told you, everything I said, it's all true. And, I do want to fight for you. And then she called him out, and it just, she's like, oh, well, I was already done with this. And Crystal was like, well, I would like to, explore this. And Tia was like, all right, I'm done. And just physically removed herself.
You're Crystal. Do you want the sloppy seconds of a guy? Like, just, I'm sitting there looking at it thinking, Crystal, here's your opportunity. The guy's a douchebag. Run, girl, run.
I wouldn't even put it as sloppy seconds, because there are times, Bachelor Paradise and otherwise, where a relationship doesn't work and maybe happy's the wrong word for it, but you're saying, okay, this gives us an opportunity. But she's quite literally sitting 2 feet from him, just out of his mind, lying. And that's more the issue I have with, forget about sloppy seconds, is you're seeing it with your own eyes. And this isn't secondhand or, one of the guys gossiping just to try to make him look bad. You are seeing him act like a loon. And you just, well, let's... let's see what's there.
Well, this is the show of sloppy seconds.
Exactly.
Basically.
It is.
So that's the purpose of this whole show. But yeah, to go off what Ryan's saying, like, it's, she's watching this whole dramatic scene of Chris lying right to Tia's face and is still interested in someone like that. So that's more of the issue, I think.
But then Chris is talking to Tia saying, yeah, like before, thank God that you've moved on and it's more than fine. I'm more than fine with it. And then when Crystal says, ooh, let's pursue this, his first response is, I need a drink. But in order to deal with you, I have to be inebriated in some way. Otherwise, I don't want to be around you, is the message he's sending.
Well, I think he's just sending that all he cares about, and this isn't a surprise, is himself.
Yeah.
And somebody, for some reason, decides they still want to get to know him or whatever you want to call it. And instead of sitting there, yeah, let's say, I got to go to the bar.
Yeah, no,
dude,
that was
go
lame.
Away.
That was lame.
Well, I also think that, you know, before, this was before a rose ceremony, so
right.
The guys still had
the power.
The power, so he felt like he didn't really need to put any effort in this time of day.
And right. He certainly did not put in any effort.
He did not.
Yeah, no, he didn't. Jacqueline shows up and asks to go out on a date with Colton and immediately gets slapped down. And throughout this whole episode, I'm on the fence about Colton and Tia, them together and them independent of each other. Wishy-washy. I've kind of, like, I was losing respect for Tia. Like, seriously, girl, get it together. And then Colton, like, what the hell? Just go. I wanted them both to just go home at various points during part one of the back-to-back episodes.
Yeah, I did feel bad for Jacqueline talking to Colton, but then, I mean, I thought Jacqueline and Tia were friends or friendly, I guess, but I guess not. They didn't even say hi to each other. But yeah, she was shut down real quick.
And the thing with these two, Jacqueline, not Jacqueline, we've seen from the beginning, this was always going to be the Tia and Colton show.
Yeah.
And I'm with Christine. It got to a point where she said, enough is enough.
Right.
Crap or get off the pot.
Thank you.
And thankfully, it seems like they have. They finally decided why they needed to have a date, which on one hand, I could totally do without. Like when the date card came in, and it's like, do these two really need to go on a date? But if this means the end of the will they, won't they crap, then I felt better about it because...
I don't think it is, though.
No, of course not.
It's
They're
going
to drag this out. And another thing that irritated me was it wasn't even high school. It was middle school with, I think it was Tia who told Bibiana that, you know, Colton can't hear it from me. He has to hear it from y'all. He has to hear it from y'all that we're a good couple. And I wanted to wring her neck. Seriously?
It's never good to bring in a third person.
Or fourth.
Ever.
Or fifth.
And
or a
then
whole group.
One right after another, people walking up to Colton say, you and Tia were meant for each other. You guys belong together. And, you know, he's like, why are you telling me this? Where's Tia?
Yeah. And I understand if, you know, if Bibiana went up to Colton just out of the blue and was like, listen, I'm close with Tia.
Yeah.
This is where she's at. This is what's happening. But Tia was like, it needs to come from you. Like,
Do you like Tia? Circle one.
Right.
Yes,
exactly.
No, or maybe.
Like, what is this?
Exactly.
That's why I want this to be done. And
right.
Please just be together.
It's
or
not.
Don't
they
be
want
together.
You to think that they made a decision that they're boyfriend, girlfriend, and it's just going to be happily ever after for the rest of paradise.
Yes.
But it's not going to be. Sorry.
This is
going
to be the roller coaster ride. This is going to be the up and down of our plot line. Not to mention another up and down of our plot line between David, Jenna, and Jordan, which was back in full force again with, you know, and I feel bad for Jenna because she genuinely likes Jordan, and then she sees this side of him that is so incredibly unattractive. A really good-looking person can become unattractive in a matter of seconds.
We talk about this.
This behavior, yeah.
You know, we're going on two seasons now.
Yeah.
With any time Jordan has the chance to be
the guy.
Yeah, or even, I mean, not the victim's the wrong term, but sympathetic, the sympathetic figure, which would, you would never think watching him for 2 minutes that would ever be the case.
We feel for him.
And anytime that starts to happen, he self-destructs. And all of this is his own doing. He doesn't need to let David get to him. He doesn't need to go up and take this stuffed dog and choke it
out.
And throw it in the ocean. Like there's literally zero upside to that. And then that led to him cursing out girls and like...
Ugh. We did get to see the full suit, though, the head-to-toe.
Sure did.
Sleeveless.
You know, Ken at his finest.
Tipsy Elves. I think that I think you can get that on Tipsy Elves.
Yeah,
that particular
that's definitely where
my biggest question is, he said he had one in blue and didn't bring it. What the hell, dude? You want to talk about another mistake? We need more options here because this thing was gold.
I do understand it as a suit because that's... It's kind of a thing now to for guys to do something like that, but he just wore the vest and the pants.
He sure
like,
did.
That's
that was his highlight of the whole 4 hours. Are you kidding me? When he showed
season,
up in
I
that,
think.
I said touchdown.
I would like to complain, Tipsy Elves. I've ordered from them over the years.
Same
and quality. I used to get their onesies that zip right. Quality used to be great, nice, lightweight. They've changed manufacturing, and now their onesies are heavy, and they rip.
So hot.
And you used to be able to order a large. It fit like a medium. Now you order a large. It fits it fits like a small.
So it's Bachelor in Paradise sizing.
I'm pissed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, as you can tell, they are not a sponsor of the Bachelor Podcast.
And no, they're not. All right. So David, I thought he kind of... He was egging Jordan on, but then after a while, he kind of was like, dude, I was just trying to have a little fun, and you get your nose completely out of joint.
Yeah, I mean, for maybe 2 seconds, I felt bad for him after the whole dog incident, but then I just remembered that he's only going for Jenna because Jordan is with her.
Yeah. And so. What did you think about Jordan, Jenna, David? Is there something there with David between her and Jenna?
Jenna? Yeah, I mean, David is going to do whatever Jordan does except the opposite.
But so. I think Jenna likes it, though. I think she likes this attention.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, why else go on this show if you don't want
the
attention?
Lives for
She's
this.
Living for this attention.
I think Jenna was great these 4 hours, and it's not her fault that Jordan decided to act like a reject and throw a stuffed bear into the ocean.
I mean, what girl doesn't want guys vying for her attention? I mean,
I really do not remember her.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember picking her, like, or us picking her on our teams or whatever, but I don't remember her from the show. And I think she's actually...
Which I'm surprised.
I, as am I, especially...
I don't remember her either. So.
Especially after seeing some of these outfits she was wearing. But I think she's cool. And even if she thought her and Jordan could be a thing, which, you know, automatically deducts points, I still think she's handled herself well. And the minute Jordan really freaked out, she put her hands up and was like, whoa, I'm not so sure about this, as opposed to...
Red flag.
Yeah, as opposed to Crystal, who's watching Chris freak out and all smiles still, let's do whatever. No.
Apparently that's attractive for Crystal.
Yeah, Jenna was like, you know what? I'm going to go out with this nice Canadian dude or, you know, whatever. Like, let's do it. And that, I think, is... I think that's good on her because screw you. If you're gonna freak out... And throw things
over little things,
over
how
nothing.
How you can act with big
yeah.
problems in life.
And so I'm glad that she decided to go out with our friend from Winter Games.
Yeah, I'm so glad that she said yes to Benoit.
Benoit, thank you.
Just the name Benoit alone is reason to go out with Benoit.
Well, here, exactly. So we were having this discussion while watching the episode. What do you guys think about Benoit? Just as, like, not within this show, just seeing him, hearing him talk, what would... Let's see, you know, is he one of the better-looking guys there? Is he mid-pack?
I think he's very... He reminds me of, like, a very Euro guy. Like, as in, he would go to the European nightclubs, he dresses very Euro, he has, like, that whole European vibe... You know, he's got, and that appeals to a lot of people.
Yeah, I feel like the biggest appeal to the to the women there is the voice.
Yeah.
Which
because that was the first thing they mentioned was, please keep on talking to me.
And I concede the accent for sure. And he's certainly better looking than Jordan, but I mean that's a low bar. But beyond that,
I think he's a good guy. I think he has really good intentions.
I want to know what happened with Claire. What the hell?
I know. Yeah, I want that backstory.
What was the backstory on that?
All of a sudden he shows up. I said, wait, weren't they engaged?
Well,
on the after show?
We broke the engagement.
Well, we knew that they weren't together anymore, but we didn't know that. We don't know the story.
Well, maybe they're saving that for later.
They need another plot line, so we'll get that soon.
Since we moved on to episode two, even though we're going to go back and forth, how about Leo?
Well, Leo's another one, though.
Leo and Kendall
definitely have
a chemistry,
that spark.
Yeah,
but he's a little sketchy.
He is a little sketchy.
He did the same thing Chris did, where I'm with you, I'm with you, this is great, and then let's go down to the hot tub and make out. Wait a minute,
I can make out with everyone, but I'm not going to yet.
Yet he is. I mean,
yeah.
What's the deal, Leo?
I think Leo is Joe with long hair and Kendall's eyes. I mean, really, you cut Leo's hair, you have Joe.
I think
visually.
Yeah, and she said they are complete opposites, which they are.
Personality-wise.
And it's kind of just which one is she drawn to most, I guess.
You're always drawn to the person who's bad for you. I mean, that's what happens.
Which is Leo.
That's what happens. You have to get that out of your system.
There's no way her and Leo can be a thing.
But
I mean, they can be a thing.
But she kept saying, she's like, is Joe enough? I feel like...
Which is terrible to watch back, even if it did work out with her. Can you imagine him going back and watching that?
And she said it more than once.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to see Crazy Rich Asians. That's a theme in that movie. Like, you're not enough. Like, they're just not enough.
I mean, talk about a kick to the... Jeez, is he enough? So what? You need this...
So if you end up with Joe, you're settling, basically?
Yeah.
Is that what she's saying?
But Leo, good-looking guy. Not going to argue with that as opposed to Benoit. I'm not arguing with that. Good-looking guy. He's the bad boy. He's the stunt guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Coolest guy in the room. Not arguing with any of that. But for him to come right off the date to be like, who else is here? Let's go to the hot tub and make out.
And that was so unlike the persona that I picked up on when he was on The Bachelorette. Like, I didn't feel like that personality or that aspect of his personality didn't really come through. Or maybe we didn't get to know him at all. I didn't get that vibe from him before.
Same. I just thought it was funny when Joe was like, oh, did you kiss him? And she was like, or did you make out? And she was like, oh, no, you know, we just kissed. But they made out, like, all day long.
Well, and that was...
Sloppy, too.
And Joe didn't need to have that reaction. She's like, oh, you're just going around making out with everyone. Like, oh, guy, not the...
I know, it was one other person.
Not the reaction.
Bachelor in Paradise needs to put... You know how MTV had, like, the pop-ups, like, the little... They need to do that with, like, a slurp-o-meter. Like, when people are making out, like, the slurp-o-meter would peg out.
So much slurping.
Well, I'm pretty sure everyone would just be pinned because... Ding, 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 ding. I don't think anybody is not a loud kisser.
Yeah.
I know. It's like, it's bad. It's like my dog drinking water off of somebody.
Oh, that's great. Now all I'm going to see is a dog drinking water. This is great.
I thought the cover photo shoot was
very fun.
We got Jorge.
We got Ben. We got Ari.
I told you we're not done with Ari.
That was the best use of them, because when they kept showing them throughout the season, that upcoming, I really didn't want them to be around. So the fact that they used them like this, like, here's your free trip to Mexico, we're just, thank God.
That was basically a subtle way of making fun of them.
Totally.
Like his whole story that he wrote.
Here's the question.
Jorge wrote.
Do you think that Ari and Lauren actually realized that they were making fun of their own story? Or do you think they were just?
I think it was shot in a way that they didn't realize.
Yeah,
it
no,
until
I don't think they knew.
Back. I didn't think they knew
because clearly,
I thought Amanda was hysterical.
Amanda and
was
she
great.
Never
Ben was good.
That damn girl.
Yeah.
She never changes.
Yeah, the
I do.
I'm
like.
Unlovable. Ben was great, and.
Which was more emotion than we've ever gotten
Thank
from
you.
Him.
Boring Ben Higgins.
But I, the whole time I'm laughing, thinking, oh my God, all they're doing is just basically kicking dirt on them. And I'm thinking, there's no way if they knew that, they're just not good enough sports for that. So there's no way they knew that, right? Can we all agree on that?
No, yes. Totally. That was a setup.
It was great, though.
Yeah, I loved it.
Kenny and Annalise.
Kenny's another one that's got quite the...
Yeah.
Shape going on.
Yeah, he
triangle,
does.
Triangle, square.
Does. He does have it going
Octagon.
On.
Octagon. And good for Kenny, because unlike the other guys, and maybe you disagree, I don't think he misrepresented himself.
I don't think he ever has misrepresented himself.
Everybody knew, like, yeah, I'm going to go talk to this person. I'm going to talk to you. We're having fun. But he wasn't saying, oh, I'm just, all I'm doing is focused on you. And then, yeah, peace out.
Kenny has a good personality. Bachelor personality.
Yeah, he does. And the thing that kind of irritated me about Annalise, and I know she was really trying, she wanted to stick around, but saying this whole ploy of saying, you know, my sexual side doesn't come out always. In other words, I know you feel like I'm just a platonic person sitting here, but give me a chance because there could be more. I felt like that was like such an obvious way of saying, I know you don't feel attracted to me totally, and I'm not putting it out there, but...
You will, I promise.
You will, I promise.
I'm sexy, I swear.
I'm sexy, thank you. I'm sexy, I swear. But I think you made the right choice in the end.
Yes.
So, you know.
Yeah, I'm just... I mean,
you're
Jacqueline's...
Hot and cold, I
Jacqueline's,
know.
Like, she seems like a really nice and sweet girl, but I just... She annoys me for some reason.
She annoyed me when she was on what's his face this season.
I think it's Ari. I think it's just the hair thing.
Yeah, Isn't that weird how one little thing can just rub you the wrong way?
I'm sure she's super nice and she's really sweet and
you had to know that
girl.
Jubilee was going to stick around and Caroline was going to go home,
which
with regards to John.
Is probably
I mean,
best.
That, we saw that. Freight train coming a mile away. It was super obvious on the dates that they had, their respective dates, and it was obvious just by the way they were setting them both up. I'm not going to go home.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Which, not to bring things down at all, but she did this interview with InStyle.
Caroline?
No, Jubilee.
Jubilee, okay.
About her actual past and like...
In Baltimore?
It's the saddest, like, no, like growing up. And
well, she talked about it on...
She started to talk about it on Ben's season.
Well, we knew it was really gut-wrenching.
Yes.
Hard.
Yeah, so she was 6 years old when both of her parents and three brothers died all at once.
Jesus.
And then at that time, she and her four-year-old sister moved to live with her grandmother, but her grandmother got leprosy and was too sick.
Leprosy?
And then the grandmother sent her and her sister to an orphanage, and her American father that she considers now adopted her but couldn't adopt her sister because her sister was too sick, and now she doesn't know where her sister is. And the adoption agency was just like, she's probably dead.
What?
Yeah. It's this crazy, and
meanwhile,
we're going to post it.
You prefaced this by saying not to bring everyone down.
Sorry.
But I'm going to bring everyone down.
But
wow.
Yeah, like she's like starting to come clean about her whole backstory, and it's really depressing.
In
Sorry.
In the meantime, she after all that crap that she went through, she joined the military and turned everything into like a source of
Yeah, so that's how she got into... interested in the military and programming and to turn her life around.
Holy, thank you, Katie.
Backstory. Super depressing, I know, but she's changing her life there.
She is indeed. Well, that's tough to follow up. I will say...
But I like her and John together. I think they do have that weird... kind of connection.
I'm coming around to it. I wasn't there
together.
Last week, as we talked about, but I am coming around to the two of them and John, who it's funny when he took his shirt off and he said, "Oh, I just had a lot of food. I'm kind of, you know, puffy or whatever." And I'm thinking,
puffy?
What? Say what now?
Okay. That's you, Puffy. Okay.
Okay, Venmo. You want to Venmo me some abs? Because I could use those over here. My Lord, the guy is... Yeah, I can
see... He's
doing
okay.
I can see where the game comes from, because it's easy to have that confidence when... You're rocking that. My Lord.
I think he and Jordan are Jubilee rather, are cute together.
Him and Jordan might be cute together.
Him and Jordan might be cute together as well. Absolutely.
It's just something, it's just a couple that you would never put together.
Nope.
Like on paper. Like you would never even think Jubilee and John would hit it off. And I think they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also, going back to the argument that David and Jordan had, I liked how Eric approached Jordan and said, man, you can't treat women like that. You can't. I know you're mad. I know you're upset. You can't do this to people.
And we've said this before. I'll say it again. And I don't know. Maybe he needs to start more crap or whatever. Can we please get more Eric?
I know. Why?
Eric needs to leave Paradise. And then be the Bachelor.
Because how is it that he's been here for however many weeks now, and we never get to see him?
He's never involved in any drama. He's always so the go-between, the peacemaker, the pacifier, the diplomat among anyone who's having a problem with anyone
Less
else.
Less Jordan, more Eric. Yeah. Can we just sign for that now, please?
Yeah, no, totally. And if it weren't for Eric, Jordan, I don't think would have made... A pretty decent apology.
For him, yes.
I thought that was pretty decent. He apologized looking them in the eye.
And he didn't say, if I.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Jordan, it was a very good
eye
apology.
Eye contact is a big thing when you're apologizing.
If I offended you, Katie, I'm sorry. Meaning, you shouldn't be offended, obviously. Yeah. No, he said, I was wrong.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that.
Right.
So thank you,
Eric.
He
did a good job.
And he specifically thanked Eric for getting him to come around.
Waking his ass up.
Yeah, waking his ass up. After episode one, everything paired off nicely. Jordan and Jenna and David and Chelsea and Kevin and Astrid and Goose and Crystal, John Jubilee, Joel Kendall, when Leo threw a monkey into that. So Tia, Colton, Eric, Angela, and they're adorable together.
Yeah, I was
Kenny
sad. I was sad to see Bibiana go.
Really? Why? I wasn't.
Oh my God, Bibiana's the best.
I love her. I understand why she left, because there was just no one there for her, and she knew it, and she wasn't surprised she was going home, but. I don't know. I just love
Bibiana. Bibiana should have went directly to the bar, and not in a Chris sort of way, in a I'm joining the bartender group.
Yes.
Because Bachelor in Paradise needs Bibiana. I don't care what Christine says. Bibiana is amazing. She is built for paradise.
We didn't get to see her full.
At all.
Her full Bibby self.
I'm so bummed that she's gone.
She was. I did notice she kept saying, I was supposed to meet my person here. And I thought that was really telling. Like, she didn't say my knight in white shining armor, my guy here. She said my person. I was like, ooh, maybe she's open to absolutely anything. So,
fully support. But either way, I get what she's saying, because you never know exactly who's, you know, there's always rumors about, you know, because these people talk and who's showing up, who's not. But the show drips them in where they need to be. And so maybe there was someone specifically that she was waiting for that she just isn't going to get a chance to be there when they show up, which is a bummer.
Until Paradise is over, because they're all the same group of friends. So.
Of course.
I'm predicting that we're going to have more than one successful pairing off at the end of this season. It seems like, barring any, you know, problems, that it seems like things are kind of going down fairly decent path for a few people. Although I don't have my hopes up for Annalise. I think, you know, the poor thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just on the show, but for ever.
Just
forever.
In general. Not looking
She
good.
Just keeps getting in her own way. She has too many feelings.
Too many feelings. And Raven, why do they have to roll out Raven again? I'm no Ryan, you're a fan, but
gives us all hope.
The whole Raven
team. The fact that they're still together.
Annoys the crap out of me.
I love the fact that they're still together. Like this, everyman, the everyman everywhere. Like, thank you, Adam. Just keep doing your thing.
All right, whatever.
I don't know. I feel like she's looked better in the past. Which, sorry.
I'm glad. Listen, I don't disagree with you, first of all, and whatever. I didn't need them on the show.
I didn't either.
But
bye.
It was good to see that they're still together because, like I said,
that's why I feel like this Colton and Tia drama just isn't over yet, because it was going fine and then they threw Raven in there to say, I don't trust him. I don't like him. I don't think he's the right person for you, and stirring up more drama.
Yeah, which is basically what Tia was saying to Becca. Like, can we just stop this cycle already?
And his intentions might not be the best. Colton's intentions.
Yeah. Colton and Tia need to leave Paradise separately, figure out what they want, and then get together off camera and get us out of their drama.
Yeah, no.
Get their own show. Like, put them on Freeform.
No.
They will definitely end up on Freeform.
For sure.
For sure.
Oh, guys, seriously?
If it gets him out of Paradise and we can move on, sign me up. I don't got to watch.
Because Colton already, he has no chance of being Bachelor at this point, because it's just, this storyline is just way too too much.
No, but they are boyfriend-girlfriend, so we at least got that up.
For now.
We finally got an answer.
I just hope it stays that way. Like, no more. Like, no more drama.
Yeah.
All right.
As Mary J. likes to say. No more drama.
And one more thing about Canada, Benoit, the Lady and the Tramp style. Ryan.
The churro.
The Lady and the Tramp style kissing until her lipstick was all over the face. That was a nice touch.
That was impressive lipstick, though, because it was, and maybe you guys can explain this to me, how can lipstick simultaneously be all over his face and not look like it changed at all on hers?
Well, I think there were probably some touch-ups
because
happening.
She looked perfect and he looked like a clown.
Yeah.
He looks that way with or without the
disagreeing, by the way.
I'm sure we'll be getting an endorsement from her on Instagram for that lipstick.
Hashtag partner, because
hashtag
she looks great.
Hashtag paid.
Use Jenna for 25% off.
There you go.
Well, all right. So where did we leave this? The end of this episode, where do things stand?
So basically, Jenna has a decision to make.
And what is she going to do?
Benoit and Jordan.
Decisions.
It seems like an easy decision to me.
Normal person, I feel like it would be an easy decision. But
why? What
I think
would your
she. I think
be?
She just. I think she just has this
need this, to be needed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's fought over.
She had that connection with Jordan, and it was
immediate.
It was immediate. It was pretty
intense.
Solid.
Yeah.
Like as solid as any Paradise
that
relationship
connection
can
sure
be in
messed
a week.
Him up though.
Yeah,
it?
And then. You have, it's almost kind of like a Joe, Leo, Kendall situation in a way, way less annoying, but it's kind of the same situation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think Benoit's the easy choice there, because once you see somebody flip off the handle like that, it's peace out.
Oh, yeah. That's like that would be the end of the line for me.
I don't care what else is going on.
I think she's going for Jordan.
And how naive is Jordan? I mean, he's like, she put, what was it, coffee in my mouth when we were kissing, or whatever he said?
Yeah,
dude,
I'm pretty sure.
Have you not heard of this? The champagne and this? Like, where have you been?
Not coffee, though.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
Still, whatever. I don't think he gets out much as he likes to brag.
Yeah, no, I definitely gagged on that point. But
well, he also 10 times in 2 weeks has mentioned she
claps. And sticks her tongue out when she does.
I didn't know that was like that was a must-have for him. In
I mean, I've heard of a lot of fetishes, but wow, clapping when you laugh. Okay, whew, that really
that's
gets
a
your,
new one.
That
and
gets your
says,
motor going.
When we're kissing,
that would be a like a downfall for me.
Yeah, because after a while, you'd be like, do you have to do that again?
Do it one more time.
just no.
No, that's but it. I think she's. Benoit would be a common sense choice.
But
so she's going to Jordan.
Yeah. We're in Paradise. We're common sense.
She's
going to
pick Jordan in the long run.
I think so too, because Benoit, that's...
And then the other triangle is going to seemingly come to a head between Joe and Leo.
And Kendall.
I wouldn't want to be Joe in that showdown, by the way, but at least he's seemingly going to stand up for himself. So
I feel like she is going to try to go all in with Leo and then find out about the kissing right after the date.
It reminds me of Amanda and...
Josh?
Yes. A little bit where all of us could
see... With less sweat and pizza?
Yeah. A little bit. Just a little bit. Like this all-American, clean-cut girl with, you know, fresh-faced.
Which I think she's, like, she's looked better than ever in Paradise.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, she's, yeah, she's beautiful.
She's been away from the pizza and the sweat. And that just, that'll help anyone.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we have decisions coming. Is it... Two more episodes, again, back-to-back. Is this what we have from here on out?
Sure is.
Right.
4 hours a week.
Why don't they just do this all year round? I mean, why do they even need to leave Paradise? Why not just constantly have the second show?
I would go for that. Constant.
Year-round.
Always. The Bachelor is always in Paradise.
Even No, but even while Bachelor and Bachelorette happen in L.A.
Yes.
I'm not saying... Like, they can run at the same time. So this way, right as they get kicked out of the house, they go right to Paradise.
Right to Paradise.
That'd be good,
it's
but
it's like the Truman Show. It's never ending.
But they don't have... The cast is... The people that are signing up for Paradise is slim pickings.
It is. And that's why you have to have...
this round.
You have to have your, you know, basic people who you know the audience likes, and then you pick and choose from the people getting kicked out of the house. Let's do it year-round. ABC, let's do it.
You're out of your mind.
Content.
That one, or a few seasons, that but they had Bachelor Pad on, one season they didn't, I don't know if they didn't have enough people or whatever, but they took two super fans, and they put them in the house with the, and they happened to be twins.
Well, so I watched The Challenge on MTV, and they're in season like 32, and they started having the same problem because they used to just take people. First, it was Road Rules, Real World Challenge, and they would take people from those two shows. Then Road Rules went away, and they were just taking Real World people. But then they didn't like the people that were on Real World, and they didn't do the seasons as often, so they started taking people from other reality shows. So they take people from some show called Are You the One and X on the Beach, which I've never even heard of. And then
I watched that a few times.
Well, there you go. Actually. So then they started taking people from Big Brother. And
oh, really?
Yeah. And so, and then Are You the One UK? Because they didn't like the people they were getting from the US. So they're taking people from. So they could do that with Bachelor in Paradise. They start throwing people in from other reality shows.
Well, I mean, thank God we had Winter Games because that's where
Suki and Benoit.
Well, you got Yuki, Benoit, Kevin, Benoit, and then.
Someone else might come. But, yeah, it's just...
Let's do it. Come
They're going to start bringing those people from The Proposal, too.
Please.
Is that still on?
Sure is.
And she's still watching it. Look at her face.
Have we had an episode without a proposal yet?
No.
Oh, God.
All right, then. We'll have to catch up with everyone next week, like we always do. I'm Christine Lee, Katie Pilata, thank you.
Thank you.
Ryan Jones.
Goose Gang out.
Stop.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.